Heartbreak hysteria looked pathetic in the pre-dawn light of my sister's spare room. The hillock of unrolled toilet paper puckered and warped with tears and snot, mascara smeared on the crisp white pillowcase. The laundry bucket beside the bed painted glossy with dried bile and gin, and the same Julian Baker song playing on repeat through my phone for the last 5 hours of fitful, vomity sleep. I laid there, numb and heavy, and indulged in the big grey fog as a treat. I prodded at my bloody fist of a heart and thought of the shape of Eddie's mouth when he told me it was over, and I braced for tears. But all I could think about was the sliver of plaque built up on his slightly crooked incisor. When was the last time he flossed? Tris and I'd be found decades from now, preserved and blissfully, mercifully
dead. "I'm going to put some real clothes on," he said. "Make me a coffee."
"It's your house," I cried. "You're supposed to offer me coffee."
"Make the sad divorcee a coffee."
"You make it."
"You.
You.
Fucking you."
"Hey, Kit," I said through a grin I knew he'd hate. "Love you." Chapter 40. The pasta social was a success. No. Scratch that. It was a huge, giant, raging, knock it out of the park, forget your delusions of mediocrity, career choice affirming success.